But they are cutting these Medicaid care and these Medicaid dollars to pay for tax cuts for Elon Musk and billionaires.
All right, check this out. I'm currently on the road traveling for a political event, but I had to hop on and show you guys this amazing clip of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shredding and exposing Republicans on the House floor today for their secret attempt, not so secret attempt, to gut Medicare and Medicaid. So Republicans have been putting forward fake numbers, fake math, and fake everything in an attempt to deceive the American people while behind the scenes they slash Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Representative AOC, put this into words better than almost anybody else could. That's what she does. She's a great communicator, and I'd love to show you guys this clip as it's going viral. So as always, make sure you drop a like. Scroll down to drop some blue hearts if you appreciate my traveling breaking news videos. And let's just start from the beginning with this clip.
Be nice for her 3 minutes and an opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 13.7 million people. 13.7 million Americans will be cut off from their health care and made completely uninsurable by the bill that Republicans are presenting today. You know, there's a lot that I've been hearing, and I've been listening to my Republican counterparts here today and what they've been saying about this bill. And the math is not adding up. They're trying to convince people that they are cutting millions of undocumented people from payroll, from Medicare, acting as though this is what's going to save it. Even if you believe everything that Republicans have said today, they are identifying 1 million their claim, which I dispute, but if you believe them, their claim is that 1 million undocumented people are on Medicaid. So why are they trying to cut 13.7 million Americans off their health care? By the Republicans' own Energy and Commerce tweet this morning, their claim is 7.6 million people are somehow ineligible for health care.
I would like to build on top of AOC's statement. She goes off in a second here, but when I interviewed House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he broke down the numbers for me. Now, I got a lot of hate for this interview in my comment section. Part of my job is to interview politicians and ask them about these things.
So you've been talking a lot about Medicare and Medicaid lately. Can you summarize exactly how Republicans are playing this tricky game with the House and Energy Commerce Committee and acting like they're not cutting Medicaid and Medicare, but they're clearly going for that, right?
Absolutely. What they've proposed is the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. As you've indicated, they've charged the House Energy and Commerce Committee with finding up to $880 billion in cuts in the committee's jurisdiction. It just so happens that Medicaid and health care is in the committee's jurisdiction.
Exactly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When they say that they're going to cut $800 million in a certain committee, you have to look at where they can get that from.
So everybody understands that the reality is if they are trying to slash and burn $880 billion in connection with their reckless budget scheme, and they've given that number to the Energy and Commerce Committee, that means health care, that means Medicaid.
It necessarily has to come from Medicaid, right?
It has to come from Medicaid if they're talking about numbers of this size. Back to AOC.
So why are they cutting 13.7 million Americans off their health care? They've asked us to read this bill, and we have. This bill bans the people that they kick off of Medicaid from even buying their own insurance from the Affordable Care Act exchange. So once you are kicked off Medicaid, you then can't even buy your own health insurance. It increases costs for people who they deem eligible and who are low income and forces them to pay even more. And if you have a private insurer, don't worry, you're getting screwed over too, because your health care premiums are going to skyrocket from the disaster that is happening from this bill. We've done assessments, because if you live in a rural community, you're going to be hurt too. In New York 23, 25% of people are on Medicaid in this area of upstate New York. Westfield Memorial Hospital will be at risk of closure. UPMC Chautauqua is at risk of closure. Schuyler Hospital, at risk of closure.
Thank you, AOC. Now she's gonna go on to more numbers, but I love when politicians have signs, not with a bunch of writing on it, but when you're a politician and you bring a sign, you need like five big words. If we're gonna learn anything from the Republicans, you need short, pithy statements. This says, CA23, 46% of people on Medicaid. Very pithy, very concise.
California 23, where 46% of people are on Medicaid. Redlands Community Hospital, at risk of closure if this passes. Victor Valley Global Medical Center, Loma Linda University Medical Center, all at risk of closure. Colorado 8, 24% of people in this community are on Medicaid, and Platte Valley Medical Center will be at risk of closure if these cuts pass. Who do you believe? The people who are trying to cut this, not, by the way, to cut from quote-unquote undeserving people to give to deserving people, but they are cutting these Medicaid care and these Medicaid dollars to pay for tax cuts for Elon Musk and billionaires. So this money isn't even going towards funding better care for people who are eligible. This money is going, and we are cutting money and healthcare from people and families who are suffering to pay for tax cuts for the rich.
This is so incredibly true. It is so incredibly true. Elon Musk is the one who has been oftentimes guiding and directing these massive cuts and firings en masse while conveniently having his contracts not touched. Conveniently, all of the investigations into Elon have been shuttered or paused.
It is a crime happening in front of the American public right now. I yield back.
For an open statement.
Amazingly well said from Representative AOC, one of the best political knife fighters we have out there right now. And let me just end this off by pointing out, there's kind of a Republican civil war raging right now. It's not one that's happening on social media, but this Republican civil war is raging in Congress, in the House. This reads, fights over Medicaid cuts heat up as House Republicans release bill. The legislation includes work requirements, stricter eligibility checks, citizenship verification, and new limits on federal funding for Medicaid to states. It met swift Democratic opposition, and some Republicans are pretty uncomfortable with the plan as well because it has a lot of repercussions for their constituents. But at the end of the day, it seems like Republican politicians are used to prioritizing Trump over their constituents. House Republicans released legislative text Sunday evening of a key portion of their party line agenda bill that includes cuts and other changes to Medicaid, one of the most contentious issues they face in trying to advance President Trump's agenda in one sweeping passage. Remember, even a lot of Republicans were worried about these same cuts. The legislation released by the Energy and Commerce Committee heads to a markup Tuesday afternoon and includes a 160-page section covering healthcare and Medicaid. 160 pages. And they're claiming they're not really making that many new changes. The bill would make a slew of Medicaid spending reductions through policies such as stricter eligibility verification, citizenship checks, tougher screening on providers who got reimbursements, and federal Medicaid funding to states that offer coverage to residents living in the U.S. illegally. So Republicans, under the guise of cutting out spending on illegal immigrants, will overall just reduce the spending, but they haven't demonstrated there is any spending going to illegal immigrants. They keep doing this. They did the same thing with U.S. aid. Without demonstrating that U.S. aid is wasteful, they cut and slashed U.S. aid using wastefulness as a justification. You can't lie about something, then use that as a pretext to just nuke that. It's like if I lied and said my girlfriend cheated on me when she didn't, and then I used that as a pretext to just break off the relationship, and for years that was my justification. It would be a faulty justification, it would ruin a lot, and if you take my shitty girlfriend analogy on a broader scale, they are cutting things with no justification, or let me scratch that. They are cutting things with a false, fake lie. That is the justification, and I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos that I do, if you appreciate the work that I do, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.